stacked to talk about in rugby league. Zach Bailey from the Nine Networkers Across It All is on the line right now. G'day, Zach.
G'day, Jules. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm going very well. Where do we find you at the moment?
I'm currently standing out the front of the Blues Team Hotel, and there has been zero movement so far. So we're getting here early with players expected to arrive between now and 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Make sure you don't blow away. Oh, just before we start, can I commend you? I love that story that you had on Nine News about Junior Barlow and his young son. Beautiful work.
Yeah, no, mate, it's one of those special stories that you can kind of get lost sometimes, you know, in amongst the Origin and the NRL beast that just consumes us all year. And it was a great initiative. I have to shout out to Taubman's, one of the Eels sponsor, for putting it all together. But it takes you back to the roots of why we all play footy. And I was out of Cabramatta, and I remember going there for a school gala day when I was a kid. And then they kind of link it all in, you know, with the great mural there of Junior and him talking about his playing days. And little Mario, his son, Junior. Well, I tell you what, if he's not a chip off the old block and will one day find himself in an Eels jersey, yeah, he's an absolute star. So it was a really special story to do.
Yeah, good on you. Well, Junior Barlow has been named on the bench. Only one change by Brad Fittler for Game 3, and that was injury and forced Payne Haas out, with Jordan McLean finally getting that blue jersey. He'll start in the front row. Jack Whiten, I think most people, Zach, thought that he'd be somewhere in the 17, most likely at the expense of Sifa Talakai, but no, he's 18th man, and Freddie stuck solid with the team that did the job so comprehensively in Game 2.
Yeah, this is a big surprise, especially given Freddie selected Jack Whiten in Game 1 to start in centres, and that was a shock, given we all thought Stephen Crichton would probably play in the right-hand centre position for that game. So a very interesting call. I wouldn't say right now that it's definitely going to end up that way. Like, you know, we're Monday, we're 9 days out from Game 3. Brad Fittler will be talking this afternoon, and that will be one of the questions that we'll all want answered. Is this going to be the team that runs out, or is this part of the mind game? Mm. Will Jack Whiten force himself onto the bench? Because he's a massive fan of Jack Whiten. So, yeah, very surprising. And I don't know, something tells me that I'll be very surprised if he's not there next Wednesday night. But then again, Freddie, you know, he's known for sometimes making these left-field decisions that stun people.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just the fact that he's got a lot of good players at the moment and he doesn't know how to fit them all into the 17.
Well, you know, all the talk was about Latrell Mitchell. If he got through that game against the Eels unscathed and he plays well, does he enter the conversation? And then sensationally ruled himself out. What did you make of that? Did it surprise you?
Yeah, I think it did. The one thing I will say is that it probably shows, and a lot of people have said this over the last 24 hours or so, that how far Latrell Mitchell has come as a person in terms of his maturity. Like, the Latrell Mitchell of 2 or 3 years ago would probably love to throw himself back in there, not understand his body enough and where he is, and, you know, want to play on the biggest stage. Of course he wants to play there, but for him to put himself in a position to say, you know what, I'm just going to focus on South. I don't want to go into Origin, because, you know, if he's in this Origin squad for New South Wales, he is the talk of the whole week.
Yeah.
So it would be a big distraction for him. It would be a big distraction for the Blues. So credit to Latrell for just coming out and saying, you know what, guys, you know, I'm going to stop the headlines right now. He even said himself, I'm going to shut down those headlines. I'm not going to be playing. So I will ask Freddie. I will be very surprised to hear what his answer would have been, or is going to be, if when we ask him, you know, would you have picked Latrell if he didn't come out himself and rule himself out?
Well, just on that, because he blindsided so many of us, do you reckon Latrell had already spoken to Freddie before he announced that publicly? What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, he could have, but it's an interesting one. You speak to some players who you thought he would definitely have spoken to that have either missed out or just got in, and a lot of the time it's very little communication. I mean, sometimes I feel like, you know, that there might be a big discussion between, you know, Freddie and Regan Campbell-Gillard of why he missed out on Game 2. Sometimes they do touch base, sometimes they don't. But it'll be a question we ask Freddie. I would have been very curious to see what he would have done with the troll. Personally, I don't think Freddie would have thrown him in. Yeah. Maybe he'd be in the squad, but I still just don't think. I think it'd be too big of a headline, too big of a risk, too big of a distraction. And look, we've seen he hasn't even picked Jack Whiten, who did the job in Game 1, in his 17 so far.
Let's turn our attention, Zach, to the Queenslanders. Of course, Felice Kaufusi has been ruled out because his father's unwell. Jeremiah Nanai will start in the back row. And Tommy Gilbert comes onto the bench. I'll tell you what, the Cowboys seem to be the flavour of the month at the moment.
incredible. He is the big beneficiary, along with the likes of Ruben Cotter, to have found, even Jordan McQueen, to found themselves in the Origin arena. When, if you had said at the start of the year, I think there's 8 Cowboys players maybe across both squads. If you had said there'd be that many Cowboys players in Origin, I mean,
yeah,
you would have been completely shocked. It still shocks me to think how many players are there and their rise. But Tommy Gilbert, I think he's played 38 NRL games now. He's been a very consistent performer for North Queensland in those games. It's a big step up, though. I mean, a debut in the Origin arena for both McQueen and Tommy Gilbert. And even Jeremiah Nanno, like, game two probably got found out a little bit when things weren't going Queensland's way. He was good and overcame that miraculous ankle injury or whatever in game one. So it's a big test for all of those Cowboys players, but in particular Tom Gilbert in game three.
Yeah, indeed. Origin can make you a better player. So I reckon Wayne will be hoping that he gets through unscathed, and he's got a pretty decent footballer on his hands when the Dolphins get up and running next season. Now, all this chat about the six again rule, the controversy, and this is always going to be a problem, was it? And many people have highlighted it, Zach, where you're up by two, you've got a few seconds to go, well, you just keep infringing because there's no punishment to you as a defensive side if they're not going to blow the whistle and give the attacking team a shot at 2 points to square the game.
Yeah, it was one of those ones. I'm surprised we probably haven't seen this sooner, if I'm honest. Like, I thought we may have found ourselves in a position where, maybe last year or earlier when this rule was introduced, that we would have seen it. But it's a really interesting one, because imagine if we're speaking about this after a prelim final loss or controversial loss or grand final or Origin or whatever it might be. Fans and the team and the coach, there's so much goes into these games. And for a team like the Raiders, I mean, they're in that, vulnerable position. If they win that, then they can completely, turn their season around in this Origin period. Teams having buys. And really help them in that charge home. So I don't know what the NRL does. I don't know what they do in terms of whether, can you have a penalty in certain circumstances, but then that can...
It's more complications, though.
More. Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know what they do. I mean...
It's a difficult one. Volandis has said, nope, it's staying either way. It's a matter of discretion, so it doesn't impact the game too much. I can't say... he's right in one sense, but I think they're more scared to blow penalties than they are to give away six again. Some say they give them away like lollies. Anyway, it's a debate that we can have forever and forever. Now, Jared Sutton, just one more before we let you go. Zach, he's clearly not Robbo's Christmas card lister. Yeah. Does Robbo deserve to be fined for this, or does he have a point?
Yep. No. Well, he may have a point, but he doesn't have to publicly air that. Coaches in the past, I guarantee you, have not said anything in the presser. And they walk out, and 5 minutes later, they are absolutely giving it to, Graham Mannersley or Jared Maxwell or one of the NRL refereeing boss types. But he clearly wanted to get a message across. We've got to remember, I think it was August last year after the Joey Manu Latrell Mitchell incident, the Roosters were hit with a $40,000 fine. 10 of that was suspended from an earlier incident. Robbo got whacked for his comments, and also the club got whacked. I think it was a further 10 grand for comments made to sideline officials at that time. I know that was a very heated affair, but to think of less than 12 months later, the same club, Troy Robinson again, who is one of the most passionate men in the game and one of the best coaches, I think personally he crossed the line. And it all came down to the fact that he said, this is not bias, this is fact. And that's where it comes. He's not saying that it's his opinion. And as soon as you claim that something's fact in that scenario, saying that Jared Sutton is... against the Roosters or, won't give other clubs the same treatment as he gives the Roosters, well, he's crossed the line and no doubt he will be sanctioned in some way.
All right. Our talk topic today, who should have played Origin and didn't? Give me one quick nom, Zach, before I let you go.
Well, this is a great question and it's one without notice. I don't have an answer, but I'll text one into Coach K shortly and I'll get you one.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, mate, thank you. We'll catch all your work tonight on Nine News.
Thanks, Jules.